In America, the point when it seemed that everyone was worried about a nuclear war was the period of the late 1950s and the late 1960s. This saw what can only be described as a shelter panic break out in American society. For a brief period of time, suburban middle-class American families frantically began installing underground shelters designed to protect their families from radioactive fallout in the event of war. Several factors caused this rush to build shelters. The first was the sustained increase of Cold War tension in the late 1950s and early 1960s. From 1958 onwards, there was a steady stream of crises and rows which seemed to bring the prospects of war closer. This reached a head in the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, but for the few years before that, many in America believed that the Soviets had taken an aggressive turn and that war might follow. The second factor was economic. America was experiencing a sustained economic boom that especially benefited the middle classes. This meant that increasingly large numbers of American families were living in large suburban houses with a large income, meaning that they had the space and money to build a fallout shelter if they wanted to. The final factor is cultural. Family played an enormous part in American cultural life, and the first duty of the middle class America was to provide for their families. For the companies who sold nuclear fallout shelters, they liked to put forward the idea that the only way an American family could be protected or provided for was for a shelter to be built. These shelters were designed to house the family, but only the family. There was a lengthy and very serious debate about the morality of building shelters. Many concluded that the purpose of a shelter was to protect their families. If neighbours didn't build a shelter, that was their lookout, and they certainly wouldn't be getting in this shelter. If they tried to force their way in, well, most families owned a shotgun. For critics of the shelter panic, this apparent willingness of shelter builders to shoot their neighbours rather than share their shelter highlighted all that was wrong with Cold War America. It encouraged people to think only of themselves and their families and to disregard the wider community and society. It also meant that security was available only to those who could afford it. There was very little publicly funded shelter, and for the majority of Americans, there would have been no cover in the event of nuclear war. The obsession with fighting communism in the 1950s made these developments worse. Americans had been taught to regard their family unit as the first bulwark against the Soviet Union. Rabid anti-communists had attacked all manner of communitarian projects or government-funded schemes as communistic. Somehow, the need to pay for security in cold hard cash seemed more naturally American.